You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man, hanging out at Hooters, Mall of Georgia. Guys, we'll be here tomorrow. We are back in studio on Wednesday, scheduling change, so just so you know. So come out tomorrow and hang out with us if you can't make it tonight. Mike, we were at practice today, and let's start there because we'll talk about the preseason game. We're going to let you hear from Chris Lindstrom as we get ready for the Titans joint practices, guys. Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, the Falcons will play their second preseason game. But practice today, and I just got the question, what did they look like today? Well, it was a lighter day today.
Yeah, I mean, they're getting ready for the scrimmage. And we were just saying off the air during the commercial break, top of the hour, Tennessee Titans, they're getting it in. I mean,
yeah.
They're getting it in.
Yeah.
This is a team which has just practiced down in Tampa, played that game earlier, then flew up here Saturday, so they've already been hanging around. Titans may be walking amongst us. Anyway, they'll be going at it tomorrow. The weather's about the same as today. Intermittent showers, heavy at times. So if we go inside, that's tough for two teams with 80 people
for sure
to try to squeeze all that in. But Titans are going to be here. I know that we've debated, do you let the starters play? We didn't see them last this game on Friday. I've been leaning with you on this one all offseason. I just think, and again, it's nothing to do with Arthur Smith. That was a different quarterback, different time. Doesn't Penix Jr. need more live bullets?
He does. He does. And there are quarterbacks that are, as we know right now, better than him in the league and more established with bigger resumes who are playing. We hope our guy gets to that point where in a few years, Mike, we're talking about Penix in the same way that we're talking about some of the elite guys, whether it's Burrow, Lamar, name your guy. But for me, I just was frustrated this weekend. And this was after Friday night because, again, some of this stuff played out Saturday, but Justin Fields played. And, and we got to talking about what's the criteria for you to play in a preseason game.
Right.
And I said, well, if you're a quarterback with a new coach and a new coordinator on a new team, like there's certain criteria that you go, or we didn't go to the playoffs last year. You need to play. And for me, I saw a lot of that with other teams, and I was like, wow, okay. So I'm going to wait, Mike. Reserve judgment and see what happens. But I think you're right about this. I think over the next couple of days, and we'll see tomorrow, if they practice the way that we think they are and they go full speed and they do all these things
right
against the Titans, I think the coaches, again, not just Raheem Morris, the Titans staff is going to come in and say, this is what we wanted to get accomplished. We don't need to see our starters on Friday to potentially get them more injured or injured, period. And so we may be cheated out of another opportunity to see Michael Penix on Friday.
Yeah, I know that it's funny. Fans have mixed emotions on this. The poll we did the other day was running almost 50-50 much of the day. You can get injured in practice. Matter of fact, the Eagles, a major injury today for the Eagles fans. Landon Dickinson out now, and some are saying it could be season-ending torn meniscus. So we'll see where that one goes for the Eagles. Remember, the Eagles draft so well a couple of years ago. Was it Jason Peters that went out with the left tackle? And they went all the way and won the Super Bowl in 17
sure yeah
with Coach Peters and beat us in that playoff game. So they're a team which generally has O-line depth. That's one of the things I took from our Falcons game with the Lions. Our O-line, outside of Storm Norton, it gets really shaky.
Thin.
And I know that I mentioned earlier they picked up a guy named Jake Hansen because Javon Quinn was not great. They were getting a lot of push up the middle. We really couldn't run the football with any kind of degree of any kind of proficiency. So we got Brandon Parker, big guy, 6'8" at tackle. But that's another thing. We talk about workload. We had another day where they start out the practice, and then Caleb McGarry and Jake Matthews are done.
Yeah.
And so those guys aren't out there. So now the good news is the next man up is getting the reps, but I'm not sure those guys are going to be good enough. And that's why maybe you don't see them drop blocking in front of Michael Penix Jr. on next Friday night.
While we're talking about the O-line, Mike, let's hear from Chris Lindstrom. We love the guy. He's one of the best guards in the league, and we get a chance to see his work ethic every day. But he was talking about the preseason and was asked about the preseason reps. This is what Chris Lindstrom said.
Yeah, I think each coaching staff does it differently, and there's a program in place, so definitely supporting behind it. And we have the reps now, but I think it shows to that point is we know that this is our competitive, ones against a different team. Mm-hmm. And so these reps are really, really valuable. And so trying to take all of them fresh and knowing each one of them counts.
He's right, because now I get to look at another face breathing hard, looking at me,
right,
and I'm trying to push another grown man around, and it's not a guy that I've been trying to push around for the last 6 weeks. That changes things. So he's right about these reps, and that's why we're telling you Tuesday and Wednesday are going to be very important for the Falcons. But he also was talking about, and this is Chris Lindstrom, these joint practices, Mike, and he was talking about the competitiveness of them.
Yeah, it's very, very competitive. I think when you have two teams that are willing to work, kind of eliminate the nonsense that sometimes goes on, and you just kind of really focus on what's done, you can get really, really productive work in a safer environment, and get that work. And I know they have Jeff Simmons and a lot of really good players that are going to make me better heading into the season. And just to see something different, you see our defense, they know our calls, we know their calls. So it's just like get a little something different in a good competitive environment is fun.
Yeah, man, you mentioned the other day, that Simmons, we saw him up close and personal in Nashville 2 years ago. That dude was getting all over it. So this is going to be great for us. I know some guys, as you said, no, we're not turning this into the Super Bowl. We're just saying when you're doing 11-on-11 and nobody played in the first game against the Lions,
yes,
we are looking forward to seeing real competition amongst the Tennessee team, which is salty because they've been on the road for 2 weeks now, just played Tampa. By the way, speaking of Tampa, sidebar, I was just telling Day-Day, man, they got some dudes. I mean, and I know that we talked about when they drafted him, Emeka Ibuka looks like a real rock star.
Well, Ohio State, man. He was legit.
Our buddy JP, who covers the Bucs, he was at practice in one Buccaneer place for some of that joint practice. He says, because Godwin may start the season on the pup list,
right,
but they might not have any fall off because you're going to have Mike Evans and this guy. And they said Ibuka, you can put him all over the field. You put him in the slot. You can use him as a wideout. He said they may dial up a reverse for this guy. He's just an athlete.
Yeah, I'll tell you this about Mike Evans. And I visited with him early in the summer, and we were talking about because he got the new deal and everybody's happy. But he's like, I'm training differently. And I said, well, what are you doing? And he understands where he is in his career now, Mike, where he can't just – some guys just have it, and they can chill in the summer and come back. And he was like, man, I'm working in my body. I'm trying to reshape my body. And now I'm hearing out of camp.
Right.
He's having an incredible camp. Like, and it doesn't surprise me because his commitment has always been there. And for those who don't know, I mean, we're talking about a guy that's had 1,000 yards for 10 straight years. Like,
right,
he's going to the Hall of Fame. Mike Evans has been a dude with a very variety of quarterbacks. But you're right about their receiving core. I like their run game. I like their defensive front. The Bucs are right, going to be a problem in week 1. And that's why I'm saying, like, we better be ready.
Now, again, guys, we said James Pierce. One of the things we took from this preseason game is the Lions. Now, again, I've seen stories that said they weren't interested in Pierce. Some said they were. But either way, they were certainly aware of Pierce because they double-teamed him, chipping him. So if you're looking for the stat sheet and you weren't watching what was going on, he was getting some double teams, which will open things up for other guys. We had two fumbles. Unfortunately, we only got 3 points out of those two fumbles.
It's not enough.
That goes back to the backup offense not being able to get the job done. One thing that I heard Mike Johnson talk about on the morning shift, you and I were talking about at practice, Pierce has just been more noticeable. Xavier Watts has not been noticeable because he's missed some time and he's a little bit behind. Same thing I think goes for Jalen Walker. Now, guys, Georgia fans, don't get mad. Don't start throwing rocks at the radio. Just saying that Jalen Walker at times gets swallowed up by these big tackles he's facing in the NFL. So is that something he's going to continue to evolve? Because we know what we've seen him do against the Texas line,
sure,
which was going to the NFL.
All of them.
So he's just got to probably work on some of that. But I thought Pierce set the edge. I think against the run, he was really pretty good.
I did too. And again, remember, and I keep saying this, he's doing what he's been doing in college. What Jalen's doing is a little bit different, and he has got to master what they're asking him to do. That doesn't happen in 2 or 3 weeks of training camp. This is a process, which, again, all those reps that he missed, Ross said he wasn't worried because of the way he prepares. But, Mike, you're right about this. And there was a point in the game where I just it was one of those glimpses, and I had to go back and look, where he got turned around, and it was like, oh, he didn't have leverage like he normally would. And so Those are things, man, that you just have to figure out. But I feel good about Jalen. I think he's going to be fine. But, yeah, I think he's a little bit ahead. If you were to ask me if James Pierce Jr. is a little bit ahead, the reason is because of that. And that's what I keep pointing to. Now, at some point, Mike, that's going to even out. Some point we're going to get to a point where Jalen knows exactly where he's at and what he needs to do. And now I'm not having to think. See, Pierce is not having to do all that.
Right.
Come off the edge, man.
Do what you do. Right. Yeah. React, man. So that's why when we've said and it's funny because we kind of went through this whole cycle with Pierce. Oh, is he the right pick? Is he the right pick? Everyone says he's a reach. And then you say, you know what? Because of the athleticism and everything you just talked about, maybe he'll have a higher end. We don't know, guys. We haven't seen a play on Sundays yet that it matters. We're just telling you, we're just relating what we've seen. That's why I don't want you guys to go nuts because, like, I'm excited about Jalen Walker. We all are. It's just we haven't seen as much of him just because of the hamstring injury.
Yeah, and it's funny because Caleb McGarry, you know, he was asked this early in camp, and I was laughing because, you know, he was being serious, but they were like, hey, what do you think of James Pierce? And he was like, oh, and a live bullet start. Like, he's saying, I can tell you he's really good in practice, but I won't know until the game starts. And again, however you want to phrase that, but he was saying the same thing Mike is saying. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. One other thing from Chris Lindstrom. Mike, we like Ryan Neusel. We had a chance to visit with him. And
just a big, lovable lineman doing work.
Yeah, had a chance to kind of get a sense of his personality. And here's what's funny. Lindstrom was talking about Ryan Neusel's news flashes. What? What are you talking about?
Yeah, he'd have to stand up in the middle of a team meeting and give kind of whatever was breaking in news or like very obscure facts, certain things. I can't remember any of them off the top of his head. Oh, that he was also like, he has like three nicknames. It was like Little Newsy Vert, like the News Flash, like all these like hashtags.
That's awesome.
Little Newsy Vert.
But that's the thing, man. Right. They're having, the O-line is having fun. Now, I'm not worried, to Mike's point, about the first team. It's if we have to rely on some of these guys that are the reserves that Mike and that may happen during the season. Right now, the good news is our starting O-line is healthy, and they have looked good.
Right. Now, we talked about Storm Norton getting back to practice. We were talking to Mark Raimondi from ESPN. By the way, thanks to Mark for keeping all the stats. He does all the stick marks, which is great. Then I can read it. It was 9 of 18 for Michael Penix. He missed on a couple of deep balls today.
Yeah.
Down over through some 11-on-11 work. But, again, some of these were situational, so that's where you always got to quantify it and qualify it, what you were looking for. But the things that we continue to see every day at practice, a beautiful throw from Michael Penix Jr. to Drake London. 9-5, in this case, a touchdown in 11-on-11. And, again, Bijan, you think these guys know when he makes that cut, and doesn't it amaze you? Bijan makes the cut, and six guys still go the other way. Right? It happens every day at practice.
Yeah, that jump cut is nasty, man. I mean, like, it's something he's mastered. It's almost like a crossover in basketball or the Euro step where that's his thing. And, like, whoop, whoop, and he can go right, left, and then be gone. And it's all these running backs. And a lot of guys can't do that, Mike, which makes him different. And even Saquon does it differently than Bijan does it. But, yeah, it's funny because he does that every day. And I don't know if you guys saw the video. I think the Falcons put it out where Drake London's trying to mimic him doing that jump step. And he's trying to do it. And it's just funny because Drake, as athletic as he is, he can't do it.
And one of the things we saw today at practice was kind of funny while there was a break in the action. Bijan and Drake shadow boxing. They were basically boxing with each other. Needless to say, Drake has a serious reach advantage on Bijan, but it was kind of neat because it was like Bijan was almost like they're doing like it was like Ali Frazier what they were doing. It was kind of neat. Real quick, guys, I knew this was going to happen on a text line. So you're saying Jalen? No, I'm not saying Jalen is a bust. We love Jalen Walker's game.
No.
He's just a little bit behind schedule. That's all we're saying. And the same thing goes for Xavier Watts. Really like his game. Also today, according to Mark Raimondi, he got confirmation on this. Braylon Trice would have had a sack, and Leonard Floyd also had one today.
Oh, yeah. Leonard Floyd, we were watching that. It's funny because he had to ease up. They actually ran a stunt with Jalen Walker and Leonard Floyd, and Floyd came inside and he would have gotten the sack, but they allowed Michael Penix to throw the ball. Listen, pressure's going to be there. The pressure's going to be there, guys. I think they're going to do a good job of that. Hey, guys, want to remind you, we are giving away an
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Incredible, incredible gift. And I say this because it's a prize that I think a lot of people, Mike, we're yard guys.
Well, it's
we love our yards.
I've become my father, and I would like to have a Rolex some more.
Yeah, look, if you've got a nice mower, you appreciate this. But to get one free, we are celebrating Cut Down Day by giving you a chance to cut down your yard in style on August 27th, 4 o'clock, when the pro football cut deadline hits. We'll be giving one lucky listener a Rolex Real Mower, and it's a chance to win the ultimate tool to cut down your yard in style. For contest rules to enter, go to 929thegame.com. We're coming back. We had a chance to chop it up with DeMarco Helms, who had a couple of big hits on Friday night. Hear what he had to say next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.